We're doing interview number one. Interview number one here at Fluke. Adam, Dollar Ben, here with Brian. We're also here with, God, I can never say your last name. I'm going to try it, though. Robert Vendetti?
Good deal.
Is that it? Vendetti?
That's a good deal, yeah.
Yes. I'm always like Robert Vendetti, Robert Vendetti. But then I have the same kind of last name that nobody can ever say. All right, so I'm here with Robert Vendetti. We're here at Fluke. You've got a book about to come become a movie.
Yes, I do. Yep. I wrote this book called The Surrogates. It's a graphic novel, sort of a sci-fi, cyberpunk story. And it's going to be a film that comes out in September 25th of this year.
Well, how'd you get that deal? It's just so awesome that they came to you, I guess?
As much as I would like to believe that, I don't know, man. I really think a lot of it is just you're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, it's really weird, like the stars just have to come into alignment to really have something like that pan out. So I really feel like a lot of it is just kind of luck, you know? Yeah, it's just I happen to write a book that was sort of topical, you know, at the moment where they were looking for this kind of material, and it just took off, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing really. I could put my finger on it, I'd go do it again, you know.
How involved were you in, like, the screenwriting process of it?
Not super involved. I was a consultant on the film.
Yeah.
But from the beginning, I decided that I wanted to just sort of take a step back and let them do what they wanted to do, you know. I'd had a lot of conversations with the producers, and I'd spoken to the director, and everyone I talked to seemed to really enjoy the book and get what it was about, and so I just trusted them to go and do what they do. I mean, this is my first graphic novel. I'm not a filmmaker.
Yeah.
You know, I don't write screenplays, so I didn't want to be in there telling them what to do. I mean, they know how to do it better than me. That's why they do it. So.
Yeah. It did. Have they finished cut? Has it done? Yeah, it's coming out in a few, like, it's fall, right?
Yeah, it comes out September 25th. I feel like I'm dropping the date all the time. Like, I should wear a T-shirt that says whatever, like they do on the Grammys. But, they finished filming it in April.
Okay.
I mean, in August of last year. And they're still doing the editing and stuff like that. So there's not, like, a final print or anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they've done all the filming and all that
stuff.
Have
you seen any of it yet?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I went and visited the set a few times, and I've seen some of the footage. And, I mean, it looks great. It's very much, you know, a big budget, you know, type of film. You know, really nice effects, and everything looks really good. And the sets are really elaborate, you know. So, I mean, everything I've seen so far, you know, I'm really, really happy.
How long of a process was this from you from the point of having finished the book to when it will be released? How long was that? Did that take to get from writing the book to the movie?
Well, it actually took. I finished writing the book. I wrote the book in about 6 months in 2002, and it wasn't until I finished the book like December 2002, the script, and it wasn't finished being drawn to where we put out the first issue of the miniseries until July of 2005. So just that was 2.5 years. From the time that it came out in 2005, though, things went along pretty quickly, and the collected edition of the book came out in July 2006, and just off the top of my head, trying to remember the dates, it was like 5 months after that Disney Touchstone said they wanted to option it. It was, there was a contract phase, you know, but after the contract phase, we went from contract to screenplay in like 3 months. Bruce Willis came on a month after that, and then they started filming like 4 months after that. So it really went really quickly, which is not the norm. And that's why I say a lot of it, I think, just has to do with luck and just being in the right place at the right time. And like the big Writers Guild strike that happened, it actually benefited us because our screenplay was done.
It was done already.
And there wasn't a lot of screenplays that were getting written there for a few months. So it's just things like that you can't control, and they just come into play, you know.
Now, you said that you've been to the set and had a lot of discussions with the production people. Did you get to meet the star, Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You want to completely?
I call him Bruce.
You want to completely trash him?
No. He was.
Come on, trash him.
Seriously, no. I mean,
he just married like a 23-year-old swimsuit model. Trash him.
No, I love Bruce Willis.
I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I'm not gonna stand by this trashing of Bruce Willis. It's not.
I'm
gonna
not
happen.
Gonna lie to you, man. He was a real cool guy. You know, I mean, it wasn't like we hung out and had beers or anything. He was busy working, and I respected that. But I mean, you know, he was real cool. All the people on the set were real welcoming. I mean, I figured that we would show up, and we would be, like, in the way, you know, like, who are these clowns? You know, they're in my shot, you know.
Sure, it was your book, buddy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Luckily, Christian Bale wasn't there. Otherwise, I would have got yelled at. But, No, so, you know, I figured, but everybody was real hospitable. You know, everybody was real welcoming to us. We just had the run of the place. It was real cool. It was just a great all-around experience, you know. And this is a true story. You said you like Bruce Willis. When I wrote the book in 2002, I want to say around that same time is when 30 Days of Night got optioned. That was a really big news story in comics because it was like the first non-like Marvel DC property that really got optioned. It was a big option, you know. So my wife and I were just talking around, you know, BSing, like if they made a movie out of The Surrogates, who'd be good in it? And they don't even have a publisher yet. And we both are like, Bruce Willis would be perfect because he can do, like, the action stuff, but he can also do, like, the more emotional scenes with the wife that are really, like, a really big undercurrent of the book, you know. And so a few years later, he ends up being lead role, the same role we were talking about. It's like, you know, it doesn't get any better than that at that point, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you basically get to watch your book come to life. I mean, it's got to be an awesome experience.
Yeah, and, you know, the set is such a large production. Like, you know, I mean, I had no idea what all went into it. I mean, there was 250 people, I think, just in Boston working on it, between the not just the actors and the talent, but the craftsmen and the set builders and the prop guys and all those things. And just the size of it, you know, like you walk into their apartment, I was thinking it'd be like Seinfeld. There's two walls and you stand over here with the camera. It's an apartment. I mean, it's got a roof and you plug something into the outlet and it clicks on and there's beer in the fridge. It's like a living space that they built from scratch just to film these scenes and they're going to tear it down, you know. And just to think that they go through all that effort for it, it's just an enormous compliment in some ways, you know. So
from being out there, do you have any other names you want to drop?
I could, man, but honestly, I'm already a very large fish swimming in the small pond that is the dollar bin, so I don't want to intimidate you guys any more than I already am. So we'll just leave it there. You know?
Are you getting prepared for all the checks you're going to get from your mass increase in sales after the movie comes out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully that'll happen, but I'm just like anybody else in a lot of ways, man. I mean, I'm just trying to get my career off the ground, you know? And I'm not being that's not joking. I mean, I'm looking for work just like anybody else, you know, just trying to get my name out there. Obviously, this is going to help me do that. So, I mean, I do have another Surrogates book that's coming out in July that'll precede the movie, and it's a prequel to the first book, so it'll kind of give you more. And I have a lot of other Surrogates books I want to do, and you know, when I wrote this first story, I never knew if I'd get to do any of the other stories I wanted to do. It would all depend on how successful this book was. So now that there's a film behind it, all those kinds of things, I think I'll get to do a lot of that kind of stuff. So,
do you have other stuff outside of Surrogates?
Yeah, actually, there's another book I wrote called The Homeland Directive that'll be out in 2010. Originally, it was going to be out this year because I wrote that before I wrote the prequel. But the movie went into production so fast that we wanted to get the prequel done first. And, you know, it's on their top shelf. And we want to do one book a year, so we wanted to get the prequel out before the movie. And so now Homeland Directive will be out in 2010. Other than that, I've done some stuff for Marvel, and I've actually just signed on to do a really nice series of adaptations of a really popular novel series that we're going to adapt into graphic novels, which I can't talk about yet because they haven't released it. But it's a really, really good gig, and I'm really happy.
It'll be for Marvel?
No, it's for a different publisher, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I've definitely got some stuff that's going on. So.
How's Top Shelf treating you?
Very good, man, yeah. wish there were a few more chicks working for the company. No, I'm just kidding. It's a total joke. They're really good, man. Really good company. And, I mean, I was really happy. I mean, I was already working for them as an employee, so I knew them really well before we did the book together. And Chris is a great guy. I mean, he's just a good friend, not just a guy I work with. So I'm really happy, you know. Really glad that they got to do the book. And this is also their first real feature film that they've had from one of their properties. So I'm really happy that I got to do that for them, you know.
You want to give us web information where people can find you and your stuff online?
Yeah, you can just go to robertvendetti.com, and it links to the page on the Top Shelf site where they sell the books. So,
they can look for The Surrogate September
25th. Yeah, you need like a ding every time I say.
Yeah. Well, we have I've recently J. Chris Campbell gave me a bunch of flyers for it, and I've been setting those around.
Around
the shops.
Chris.
Yeah, J. Chris is a good guy. Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot, Robert.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
We can shake hands.